God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. And his love for me is like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Some folks may doubt, some folks may scorn, and all can desert and leave me alone. But as for me, I'll take God's part, for God is real and I can feel him in my heart. And my God is real, he's real in my soul. My God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. And his love for me is like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. I cannot tell just how you felt when Jesus took your sins away. But since that day, oh yes, since that hour, God has been real, for I can feel his holy power. And my God is real, he's real in my soul. My God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. And his love for me is like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. And oh, my God is real, he's real in my soul. My God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. And his love for me is like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. I said, my God is real, for I can feel him in my soul.
Battlefield for Jesus, come and join us in the fight. We're marching against Satan and we're standing for what's right. We won't desert nor surrender, we are soldiers till we die. We're on the battlefield for Jesus, victory is our battle cry. We're on the battlefield for Jesus, come and join our happy throng. We're blood-washed, born-again believers, and we sing a joyful song. King Jesus is our mighty captain, and it's him we shall obey. We're on the battlefield for Jesus, winning souls for Christ today. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. We're on the battlefield for Jesus, come and join us in the fight. Though the enemy be all around us, we shall not be put to flight. right. By faith we know we have the victory, and no matter what the cost, we will fight to rescue hopeless sinners. Not a soul must ever be lost. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Sorry about that.
We are often tossed and driven on the restless sea of time. Somber skies and howling tempests all succeed a bright sunshine. In that land of perfect day, when the mist has rolled away, we will understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story of how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. We are often destitute of the things that life demands. Want of food and want of shelter, thirsty hills and barren lands. We are trusting in the Lord, and according to his word, we will understand it better by and by. Oh, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story of how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Trials dark on every hand, and we cannot understand all the ways that God would lead us to that blessed promised land. But he guides us with his eye, and we'll follow till we die. For we'll understand it better by and by. Oh, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story of how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Oh, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story of how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. And we'll understand it better by and by.
Amen. All right, good singing there. That is Darcell McCoy. He passed away of a tragic car accident in 2001. But my wife grew up listening to his singing, and he was visiting evangelists to their church and when she was a little girl. And anyway, so she found those hymns for me and sent those to me. and I'm grateful for those. Very good hymns. I'll play more of Darcell McCoy and his hymns later for you, and obviously on different broadcasts and everything like this. Now, let me get something straight for everybody here. Let me change this a little bit. There. Down a little bit. Okay. This is a tricorn hat. I got this when I was in Colonial Williamsburg. So think Patriot Colonial times. This would be a pirate hat. Okay. That's what that would be, okay? That's not a pirate hat, okay? I am a man of many hats. All right? So I just have to correct some of you people out there that are trying to say that I'm wearing a pirate hat or a corny hat. Now, listen to me. It's not my fault that you don't have good taste in hats. I'm like a hat connoisseur. So when I go somewhere on vacation or I go somewhere to a certain area, I like to pick up a hat. And I like to get one of those hats and take it with me. All right? Now, so when I was in Colonial Williamsburg, I had to get the Revolutionary War hat. This one right here. When I went out west, I had to have my Western hat. Someday I want a really nice top hat. Like Mr. Spurgeon had. A top hat. Or like Abraham Lincoln had. Which I'm not a fan of, by the way. But anyway. I want to get one of those hats. A nice top hat. Maybe a leather one like the other one I had. Like my other oil-skinned hat. Right? I'm not like Carl Winters. I don't just wear baseball caps. All right? And sit around and wear baseball caps and drink espresso all day. All right? Although when I go to Europe, Lord willing, if I make it there, if I do go to Europe, I do want to sit somewhere and have a nice espresso somewhere in an Italian shop somewhere that really knows how to make espresso. So, anyway. Yeah, when it's cold, I wear different types of... I've got the Mad Bomber hat. I've got a cat hat, but it actually has a bill on it and it goes over your ears. Look, Carl. Carl, what's Turkish coffee? I drink Black Joe at home, Turkish coffee. Really? Now, Carl, one of our guys in church told me about Turkish coffee. They said it was really good. Does anyone think if I go to Italy, I'll get kidnapped by the Pope? I don't know. Anyway. Only if I preach at the steps of the Vatican, then I would. Anyway. Carl, where does one get Turkish coffee in America? I have to look for Turkish coffee, and I must try it. Because I am. I'm thinking, Hannah, that it would be the other way around. I'm thinking I would be Carl Winters' bodyguard. That's how I think that would go. That's how I think that would happen. Sounds good, John Robinson. Will do. Anyway, I hope to meet Brother Carl. I hope to meet Brother Carl Winters. Someday. Amen. If that is Carl's real name, someday I'll meet him. And then I'll know his real name. Carlos D'Angelo Dicopoulos, Monosis, something big, long word like that big. It's probably his real name. Anyway, I don't have time to keep talking about Carl. I got to show you some things. Now, we're going to continue this series on witches, which, you know, I should say hi to everybody else. I don't think Carl ought to get all the attention, that's for sure. Andrea Bales, my wife, is number one here today. She's always number one for me here, on this earth anyway. And then Andrea Bales comes in here. And then Carl Winters, Mary, who stole Carl's computer. Or Carl, who attempted to steal Mary's computer. Kayla. Kayla, I never see you anymore on here. What have you been up to? That's what I want to know. I don't see you hardly any time on here. Tracy, Pilgrim Lady. Jesus is awesome. Big Whale. John's a hippie. Rachel. Joe McDonald. May own a farm. I'm not sure. Aaron with the blue wrench that he stole from a Smurf. I think I saw you in that bus. Lisa, hope you're doing well. Brandon Swanson. All right, here we go. Appreciate the prayers, Brother John Robinson. I need them. All right, well, we're going to get started here. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Well, that's the beginning of in Exodus chapter 22, as we talk about witches, witchcraft. And then we're going to talk about fire initiation. Now, initially, I wasn't planning on talking about any fire initiation or anything like that. But what happened was, as I was looking into this, the phrase "pass through the fire" kept coming up. You know? Well, isn't that something? How about that? Pass through the fire is 11 times in the King James Bible. 11, that number for confusion, for Babel, for all those other things, right? The number 11. Yes, Bill Gates is probably a Kabbalistic witch, no doubt. Brother Scott, Good to hear from you all the way out in Worthington. Okay, as we look at Leviticus chapter 18, we're going to talk about passing through the fire here. And you know, the Bible has some clear warnings. It talks about pass through the fire 11 times in the King James Bible. Now, as we go back to witches, which is really what we're going to focus on, but we're going to talk about that fire, and I want to show you where many of us, they tried to indoctrinate us into witchcraft and into those things through programming on television when we were children. Some of you are too young to remember this, but you might have seen reruns and things of that nature. But that passing through the fire, was witchcraft. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. So there's the first reference that we see to a witch in the Bible. The second time we see the reference directly to it is among the children of Israel. It says, there shall not be found among you. So in the re-giving of the law, Exodus, when they were leaving Egypt, they took a lot of witchcraft with them in Egypt, from Egypt. They took a ton of witchcraft from them, from the Egyptians, when they left. Okay, so they brought it with them. And God said, listen, I'm going to establish my law. I'm going to set it down for you. I'm going to set it down for you, my law that I command you to follow because I delivered you. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter. Now, we're going to look at that phrase, pass through the fire. And I want to show you how some of these people out in the New Testament or the Old Testament, we see that in modern day programming and things, how we were taught as children and indoctrinated with witchcraft to pass through the fire. So I want you to try to listen up. The law was given in Exodus chapter 22 about witches, about witchcraft. Then we find in Deuteronomy, the re-giving of the law, there is a further explanation given. See, God knew what these children of the pagan lands did. He knew what the pagan leaders did to their children. I'm going to show you some things. Oh, I left my Bible over there. Maybe Joshua can grab that for me. What did I do with it? Oh, I left it over there. Joshua's here in the secret studios. He is the hand that reaches down below. That's all you see of Joshua. The secret hand. I might use my regular Bible here. My regular Bible. The one that I use for preaching, I should say. All right? So, Listen up, chitlins. Deuteronomy 18. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire. That's all connected to witchcraft. Now, some of that connection lies with burning them in the fire to Moloch. Like offering them as a burnt sacrifice. Ending their lives. Sacrificing them. But not all of that. That isn't the total teaching of all of it. And how we'll prove that is in a second when we get down to it, okay? We'll prove it. But let's go through some other references. Because we're going to talk through that phrase, passing through the fire. Now, in 1 Samuel 15, Samuel is warning Saul. And Samuel said, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." You can't buy God off. You can't pay him off. You can't give him enough stuff to disobey God and to make him happy with you. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. By the way, I'm going to end this broadcast with true biblical deliverance that God shows. I don't believe in this stinking Pentecostal seance deliverance, 15-hour meeting deliverance garbage that goes on with Pentecostals. I've been around those kooks before. You know what God does to them? Sends them on down the road and they go hide in the woods somewhere away from the Antichrist. That's what he does to people like that, okay? They're a bunch of fakes and phonies that have to go bye-bye because they can't hold up to the word of God. They can't live a life for Jesus Christ and they can't walk for God because they're not saved by the grace of God. They're lost and dead in their sins and they run away from the truth of the scriptures and they run away from that examination of the faith. You know why? Because they can't handle it. They're not real. They're a bunch of fakes. That's what happens to all of them. They go play Pentecostal games in the woods somewhere and cast demons out of each other for fun. That's what they do in their spare time. It's be their form of entertainment. Anyway, now that I got that out, let me move on to the next section. The Bible says, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. This was a prophecy. God was prophesying through his prophet Samuel, and he was telling Samuel, you're going to get into witchcraft. When you keep ignoring me, you're going to get into witchcraft. What happened to Samuel? Or what happened to Saul? Saul got into witchcraft. He went and consulted a witch who had a familiar spirit. He did it. And God told him he was going to do it. He said, for rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. And stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Witchcraft is rejecting the word of the Lord. He hath also rejected thee from being king. So that's what happened. Let me pause my watch here. Okay. Now, let's move on to the next reference. 2 Kings chapter 9. I like this one. I love this one. You know, there's some things that men know that God has made them for. Jehu was one of those men that knew what God had for him to do. And let me just say, by God's grace, I'm one of those men that knows what God has called them to do. And one of those things is to forever be at war with that Jezebel spirit, that spirit of feminism, that witchcraft, that wicked spirit, be it in a man or a woman, by the way. I've seen it in men. They don't make it here. They bounce on down the road like a basketball somewhere else. But anyway, it happens, right? And so I've seen that spirit. I know what it is. And it came to pass when Joram saw Jehu that he said, "Is it peace, Jehu?" And he answered, "What peace? So long as the whoredoms of thy mother Jezebel and her witchcrafts are so many." What was Jezebel's? What is a witch's main use? What weapons do they mainly use? They use manipulation. They hone it down to an art. And they use manipulation. And see, Jezebel had been using her witchcrafts for a long time. And finally, her witchcrafts were catching up to her. And Joram turned his hands and fled and said to Ahaziah, "There is treachery, O Ahaziah." "Oh no! He's got me." And Jehu drew a bow with his full strength and smote Joram between his arms, and the arrow went out at his heart, and he sunk down in his chariot. Then said Jehu to Bidkar, his captain, "Take up and cast him in the porch of the field of Naboth the Jezreelite. For remember how that when I and thou rode together after Ahab his father, the Lord laid this burden upon him." Okay. So Jehu wasn't done yet, right? He got on his horse and he kept a riding. And when Jehu was come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it. Oh, I bet she did. That witch was paying attention. And when Jehu was come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it, and she painted her face and tired her head and looked out the window. She got her face all painted up, tried to old hag witch, tried to dress up, make herself look good, right? Tried to make herself look good. Got her old haggard face all painted up, right? Put the war paint on to make herself look good. And looked out the window. And as Jehu entered at the gate, she said, "Had Zimri peace who slew his master?" Now, what you have to understand here is she's, I'm telling you, she's a tricky witch. Oh, I'm telling you, you just do not understand how tricky witches are, male or female. They are some tricky suckers, man. What they do is they take they take truth and they twist it in order to. They take truth and twist it in order to make you feel bad. Like, let's say if your father was a bad person, like a wicked man, and then you told him the truth, right? And then they looked at you and said, "Well, you're supposed to honor your father and your mother." Right? Like that? Yeah. See, that's how they do that. That's that same spirit. And as Jay, so that's what she said. And as Jehu entered at the gate, she said, "Had Zimri peace who slew his master?" And he lifted up his face to the window and said, "Who is on my side? Who?" And there looked out to him two or three eunuchs. I just thought of something. That's terrible. Okay. Anyway. Just. Oh, why? Oh, I've had a funny day here putting this together. Okay. I'm sorry. It's just been funny because I there's nothing I like better than mocking the stupidity of witchcraft and their wickedness. Just like Elijah did when he goes, "Well, maybe your God is sleeping." Right? I mean, I like to do the same thing. And sometimes people don't like me because of that. And I get it. I understand that. But anyway. And he lifted up his face to the window and said, "Who is on my side? Who?" There it is again. And there looked out to him two or three eunuchs. Okay. And he said, "Throw her down." So they threw her down. And some of her blood was sprinkled on the wall and on the horses, and he trode her underfoot. Now that is a guy who is absolutely driven. Because he just literally trampled that witch underfoot. Now you have to remember, this is the same Jezebel that, you know, slew many innocent men. And they went to bury her, but they found no more of her than the skull and the feet and the palms of her hands. That had to be an interesting little package sitting there. Wherefore they came again and told him, and he said, "This is the word of the Lord, which he spake by his servant Elijah the Tishbite, saying, In the portion of Jezreel shall dogs eat the flesh of Jezebel. And the carcass of Jezebel shall be as dung upon the face of the field in the portion of Jezreel, so that they shall not say, This is Jezebel." They couldn't even recognize her after Jehu was done. Okay. So. Let's see how it says here. Yeah. All right. 2 Chronicles chapter 28. Nope, no games. I feel like I'm getting ate up by mosquitoes in here. Some of the children yesterday must have let mosquitoes in the door. That's what happens when you have like 35 children in here. All right. So, let me see here. Let me see here. I'm looking for something. Okay, sacrifice unto gods. Let's see. He has gathered together the vessel. Let's see. Let me find that. I think it's under... Give me a second here, kids. Let me find it here. I am looking for a specific reference, so give me a second. Oh, my computer's going dead. It's terrible. Here it is. 2 Chronicles 28:3. Turn there, please. 2 Chronicles 28:3. I want to teach you something here. Because pass through the fire is not limited to just burning your children in a sacrifice, burning them up and killing them. It's also an initiation that the occult understands as well. Okay? So we're going to get to that portion here. Then I'm going to bounce back and forth a little bit. So bear with me a little bit as I go through this. 2 Chronicles chapter 28. and verse number 3. Let's talk about King Ahaz. Now, King Ahaz had some sons and some daughters. And King Ahaz's son, one of his sons was Hezekiah, who became a mighty king, which we'll talk about later. But in the verse, in Hezekiah chapter 28, verse number 3, verse number 2 says, "For he walked in the ways of the kings of Israel, and made also molten images for Balaam. Moreover, he burnt incense in the valley of the son of Hinnom, and burnt his children in the fire after the abominations of the heathen whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel." So he burnt them in the fire, right? But did he burn them all up, or did he just burn them? Now, I would believe that he burnt them all up if that was exclusive to just meaning him making them pass through the fire meant that he killed all of them. But that's not the case. Sometimes it means that. Right? Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign. And he built altars for all the hosts of heaven, the two courts of the house of the Lord. And he made his son pass through the fire and observe times and use enchantments and dealt with familiar spirits and wizards. However, it doesn't mean that all the time that he killed them. Many times they initiated them into the occult. They initiated them. Hezekiah was one of Ahaz's sons. And he made him pass through the fire. Manly P. Hall, who was a wicked devil of a man, an occultist, wrote a book, The Initiates of the Flame. He who lives the life shall know the doctrine. See that? The cube altar. You know what's interesting about the cube altar, Joshua? We saw something about that cube, didn't we? In Transformers, right? The cube. Look at this cube. You see this cube? Of the elements of the earth is the altar composed. It is the great cube of matter. In this altar burns a flame. It is the flame that is the spirit of all created things. Manly P. Hall was more than a 33rd degree Mason. Mr. Carl Winters. Okay? You see this cube? Joshua, if you can find me that video, that short clip that talks about that. Joshua's not supposed to be helping me. He's supposed to be studying. If he fails, it's going to be all my fault. That's right, Kayla. So bear with me. I want to show you a few things here. Thank you. This cube shows up. They know what they're doing. These people know what they're doing. Let me see here. These people, they know what they're doing. Yeah, I saw that. It says this site can't be reached. It won't let me get to that. Can you send it in the Google chat for me? With the guys and put it in there and then I'll... I might be able to get it. All right. Wow, it will not let me access that. No, what you just sent me won't let me access it. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Okay, I see it. 1 minute 11 seconds.
And there was the cube. We know not where it comes from, only that it holds the power to create worlds and fill them with life. That is how our race was born. For a time, we lived in harmony. But like all great power, some wanted it for good, others for evil. And so began the war. A war that ravaged our planet until it was consumed by death. And the cube was lost to the far reaches of space. We scattered across the galaxy, hoping to find it and rebuild our home, searching every star, every world. And just when all hope seemed lost, message of a new discovery drew us to an unknown planet called Earth. But we were already too late.
Okay. So, we were already too late. So, what's that? That's that cube right there. Do you see what they're doing? That's the initiation by fire. That's what that is. And that's what they were doing. And that's what they're teaching. Okay? That's what they're teaching. Here is the Muslim Kaaba stone. Thank you, Tracy. Here's the Muslim Kaaba stone. What is it? It's a cube. Right? It's a cube. Now, I don't watch any of those movies. They're all wicked as hell. I hate Hollywood. I'm just showing you what they're doing. Joshua would remember a clip he saw a long time ago of something. He remembered it. But I don't need to go look at witchcraft in these movies to watch them. That's not my point. My point is to show you that this is that indoctrination. So when I was a child, I remember when I stopped watching Hollywood 2012, I think it was, maybe. Yeah. When I stopped watching Hollywood, my son and I sat down and watched Transformers the cartoons before we repented of all that. We watched all those original ones. And I didn't realize it was all based off of witchcraft. Right? See, this is a mock of Christianity. That's why God hates it so much. Because it mocks true Christianity. This is the passing through the fire. This is what God forbids. It's initiating them into the craft or witchcraft. It's teaching them witchcraft. And yes, some of them are burnt up as babies to Moloch. Yes, I'm not denying that. But that's not the entirety of it. This is. God forbids you. To make your children to pass through the fire. Don't you teach them witchcraft. Don't you let them be exposed to those things. Don't you teach them those things. That they're cool and fun and good entertainment. It's wicked. Look at this. And he built altars for all the hosts of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord, and he made his sons to pass through the fire and observe times and use enchantments. Fire upon the altar? See it? You understand? These people are just wicked as hell. And they twist the scripture so much. This is the light that has gone out, is the candle that is hidden. I'm going to show you with, oh, shoot. What was that called that I was looking at? I bet I didn't copy that. I'm going to have to. I better go to that now before I lose my power here on my Mac. Okay. Hang on a second, kiddos. Was this it right here? No. Here it is. I have no idea why the camera's on sticking watching me right now. It's weird. It's so stinking hilarious how everything wants to jack up on me right now. I shouldn't be surprised, to be honest with you. I just really shouldn't be. Because every time I do stuff that makes the devil mad, stuff happens. Yeah, I know all about it. I'm just, oh, come on. Thank you. Wow, that didn't want to go through. I should not be surprised at that did not want to go through. Okay, so here you go. All right. So the Bible talks about that. There you see the fire on the altar. You know, so let's go back to the scriptures here. And he built altars for all the hosts of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord. Okay? Now, this is the passing through the fire. 2 Kings 21, verse number 6. He made his sons pass through the fire and observe times and use enchantments and dealt with familiar spirits. 2 Kings 23:10. He defiled Topheth, which is in the valley of the children of the son of Heman, that no man might make his son or his daughter to pass through the fire. Josiah was like, no more satanic rituals. No more. I'm going to defile the whole ground so you can't do it anymore. Amen. Good for him. Good man. Thou hast slain my children. Deliver them to cause them to pass through the fire for them. Ezekiel 20:31. For when you offer your gifts, when you make your sons to pass through the fire, you pollute yourselves with all your idols, even unto this day. And shall I be inquired of by you, O house of Israel? See, they got into their Kabbalistic wickedness. They learned it from Babylon. They learned it from Egypt. That's where they learned it from. They took it with them from Egypt. And they followed it. Brought it home to them, right? So God tells them that he's going to deal with them because of it. Now, Let me show you another example of this passing through the fire, witchcraft. I'm going to show you some of the other things, but here's a perfect example of this also. This is what I grew up with as a child. And hey, not to mention they're not dressed that great, right? But, and everybody had to be naked because nakedness, perversion, and witchcraft all go together, right? But here you go.
And the masters of the universe. I am Adam, Prince of Eternia and Defender.
Okay, let's just stop there for a second. I'm Adam, Prince of Eternia. So Adam, fallen Adam, the fallen man, Adam, is Prince of Eternia. He's Prince of Eternity. He is Adam. Think about that. Right? He is Prince of Eternia. But watch the fire. Watch the fire transformation.
The secrets of Castle Grayskull.
Oh, wait, hold on. Listen to who he is.
Of the universe.
See, you don't realize. Yeah, Adam Cadmon or something like that. Right. But I want you to think about something here. There's a transformation that happens by fire with him. And this is how simple we were being indoctrinated, passing through the fire, initiated into accepting of witchcraft.
I am Adam, Prince of Eternia and Defender of the Secrets of Castle Grayskull.
Defender of the Secrets of Castle Grayskull. It's a skull, like, yeah, you look like a nice guy. And this is like Castle Grayskull. Defender of the Secrets of Castle Grayskull. Yeah, that looks great. Well, Adam there, he's got a God reverb voice when he's talking. I mean, we're literally being indoctrinated with witchcraft when we were kids. Like, literally.
This is Cringer, my fearless friend. Fabulous secret powers were revealed to me the day...
Fabulous secret powers. Fabulous. Fabulous secret powers were revealed unto me the day I lifted up my magic sword. He just looks like such a... He looks like such a demon, man. It just looks like a devil. The face of an angel, right? And fabulous magic powers were given to me that day as I lifted up me magic sword.
Hey, I held aloft my magic... Fabulous secret powers were revealed.
Look at that guy. Look at that guy's face. He just looks like a devil. Fabulous magic powers were revealed unto me.
To me, the day I held aloft my magic sword and said...
By the power of Grayskull!
And then automatically I became Naked Man! And I had me powers to be naked! It made me take me clothes off! Well, listen, when you get saved by the grace of God and you get the power of God, you put your stinking clothes on! You don't take them off! Right? But this fire transformed him, right? He is the Antichrist. He is the Antichrist. And yes, Hannah, he's also Nordic. That's right. That's who he is. And lightning. I beheld Satan. As lightning, fell from heaven. He has the power. See? He became a god. Adam became a god of Eternia. Because fabulous magic powers were given unto me that day when I held aloft my magic sword and I said, everybody's naked.
Cringer became the mighty battle cat.
So Cringer became this devil dog, this devil cat right there. Roar, I ain't scared no more. Right?
Cringer became the mighty battle cat, and I became He-Man, the most powerful man in the universe. Only three others share this secret.
Now, only three others share this secret. And I just want you to look at who the three others are, all right? And then you're going to see where this power comes from, right? You ready? Here we go.
Our friends, the sorcerers.
Our friends, the sorcerers. Oh, hell yeah. The Phoenix Rising? I mean, she's there for you, buddy. She's there.
Man-at-arms.
Man-at-arms. And here we go.
And Orko. Together.
And Orko, my... Orko, my little imp. He's got a little imp friend that knows. Here's the cyborg. He's not even real. Man at arms. He's like half fake. He's like a hybrid, right? Metal man. And then you have Orko.
And Orko.
The little imp. The little magical imp, right? You don't even know what he is.
Together we defend Castle Grayskull from the evil forces of Skeletor.
It looks like Skeletor's house. Right? So there you go. What's that though? You've seen the fire throughout it, right? Look at the fire. I know. Don't count the rays. It'll just get weird. All right. He held aloft his magic sword. He-Man done had the power to get naked. Look at the angel of light here. Right? I mean, that's like what they taught us. Right? So there you go. That's his transformation that took place. There's the transformation. There's that passing through the fire. Here's another one. This was a popular Yu-Gi-Oh, right? Like, literally teaching witchcraft. I mean, this is as witchy as you can get. Yep, he just got the power of an Egyptian pharaoh in him. Right? There's his transformation. There's the fire. See it? There it is. There's the passing through the fire. There's the initiation. That's exactly what Manly P. Hall was talking about. That's exactly what Jesus absolutely forbid in the scriptures. Absolutely forbid it. Okay? It's all Antichrist religion. And they want to indoctrinate your kids into this stuff and make them think it's cool. Right, Justin? The Pharaoh took over his body. That's right. Yep. God says in Micah chapter 5, verse number 12, "And I will cut off witchcrafts out of thine hand, and thou shalt have no more soothsayers. Thy graven images also will I cut off, and thy standing images out of the midst of thee. And thou shalt no more worship the work of thine hands. And I will pluck up thy groves out of the midst of thee. So will I destroy thy cities. And I will execute vengeance and anger and fury upon the heathen, such as they have not heard." So, you know, I was interested about that. I was interested in kind of thinking about that passing through the fire and the initiations and the initiation by fire, you know, and I thought there was more to it. So, I kept kind of looking around and poking around for more things about that. And I'm going to show you another one here in a little while. But, so what I did... what I did is look up something that I thought was kind of interesting when I looked up the word initiation. And it took me to hear... Hang on one second. I'm going to go... Let's see if there's anything else I want to look at. Okay. Also, one of the works of the flesh is witchcraft, because it's working in partnership. Let me explain to you something about witchcraft, okay? Let me explain to you something about witchcraft that you have to understand. The reason why God hates it so much is because it is another means of salvation, of living forever, of contacting the spirit world, which God forbids. I think it's actually the host of heaven. Here it is right here. In the commandments, he said, "Take ye therefore good heed unto yourselves, for ye saw no manner of similitude on the day that the Lord spake unto you in Horeb out of the midst of the fire." See, it's a strange fire. Let me go to that. That fire initiation is not the fiery trial that is to try you. That's done by the Holy Ghost. This is a strange fire. "And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them of his censer and put fire therein and put incense thereon and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not." He commanded them not. But they did it anyway. And Nadab and Abihu died when they offered strange fire before the Lord. This is that fire, that strange fire. Why? It's strange because God didn't command it. Okay, I lost my train of thought now. Oh boy. Before I got on this strange fire, I forgot what word I was looking up. Maybe some of you can help me with that. I just totally blanked on that completely. What's that? No, it wasn't an initiation. Well, that was, I was going to study that, but there was another word I looked up there, and I totally forgot it. Wow. Maybe my wife can remember it. I totally forgot what word I did before I just did the strange fire. Wow, I can't remember it. Happens sometimes to this brain of mine. I cannot believe I forgot that. Let's see. Let's see. Let me see if I can remember it. Yeah, I was talking about pass through the fire, but I had another word up here that I was showing you. Yes, thank you. Here we go. Oh, my goodness, I don't know why my brain does that. Sometimes it just does. And lest thou lift up thine eyes unto the heaven. Okay, so back up here, he's talking about, you saw no similitude. Take ye therefore good heed unto yourselves. For you saw no manner of similitude on the day that the Lord spake unto you in Horeb out of the midst of the fire. Lest ye corrupt yourselves and make you a graven image, the similitude of any figure, the likeness of male and female, male or female, the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged fowl that flieth in the air, the likeness of anything that creepeth on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the waters beneath. And lest thou lift up thine eyes unto the heaven, and when thou seest the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the host of heaven should be driven to worship them and serve them, which the Lord thy God hath divided unto all nations of the whole heaven. See, look what it says here. If there be found among you with any of the gates, which the Lord thy God giveth thee, a man or woman that hath wrought wickedness in the sight of the Lord, in transgressing his covenant, and hath gone and served other gods, and worshiped them, either the sun or moon or any of the host of heaven, which I have not commanded. See why it's strange fire? God said, I didn't command you to do that. And it be told thee that thou hast heard of it, and inquire diligently, and behold, if it be true and the thing certain that such abomination is wrought in Israel. God hated it. God said, man, get it out of there. I don't want it anywhere near my people at all. And that's why it talks about our children. Because, see, the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. You're to train them up in the Lord. You're not to train them up. You're not to do what these people did. They were forbidden to contact and worship all the host of heaven. They weren't to contact the spirit world. You know why Saul died? Because he consulted the witch. He used a witch to break on through to the other side. Like the Doors talked about. I used to listen to that music when I was younger. Break on through to the other side. He forbid it. God said, no. So what did they do? Saul said, God won't talk to me, so I'm going to use a witch with a familiar spirit. And that's what's happening today. People are turning to witchcraft and thinking it's something to do with God. Who are those people? The false charismatics, the charismatic movement. They're turning to spirits money, come to me now. All those kind of people doing all that, contacting these spirits and saying, well, God gave me a word. I got a prophecy. Right? So they turn. They're turning to that stuff. But they're calling it okay with God. It's strange fire. It's strange fire. So Saul tried to break on through to the other side, didn't he? And he did. He met a devil. Look at this. Then said Saul unto his servant, seek me a woman that hath a familiar spirit, that I may go to her and inquire of her. And Saul had put away those that had familiar spirits and wizards out of the land, right? Then said Saul unto his servant, seek me a woman that hath a familiar spirit, that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servant said unto him, behold, there is a woman that hath a familiar spirit at Endor. Now, how in the world they knew that? I have no idea. You know what I'm saying? That woman possessed. And Saul disguised himself and put on raiment, and he went, and two men with him. And they came to the woman by... So he took off his kingly clothes. I pray thee, divine unto me the familiar spirit, and bring me him up, whom I shall say unto thee. Divine unto me. So go communicate with a familiar spirit. Behold, thou knowest what Saul has done, how he hath cut off those that have familiar spirits, and the wizard of that. Look at this. Look at this. Oh, my goodness. This is it. And Saul sware to her by the Lord, saying, as the Lord liveth, there shall no punishment happen to thee for this thing. Okay. Saul blasphemed God there because God had a law. And he said witches would die if they were in Israel. And Saul said, Saul misrepresented God. So by God's name alone, Saul claimed that no harm would come to her. Do you see that? That's the rebellion as a sin of witchcraft. And that's what he did. That's what Saul did. This is what I'm talking about. When you're dealing with these witches, these familiar spirits, all this stuff, when you're with all this witchcraft, it's not that far from the church, friend. It isn't. It's not that far from God's people. They always lurk around. It's always. Okay? So anyway, so he Saul contacted the other side. God hated it. God hated it. You're not to contact. You're not to contact spirits. You're not to do those things. You're not to pray to the host of heaven. What did Saul ask her to do? I pray thee, divine unto me by the familiar spirit, and bring me him up. He made contact with the other side through a witch. Right? Well, they were initiated, right? So the passing through by fire is more than what you think it is in that sense. There's more to it than just burning all your children and killing them all. That's part of it. I believe they did live babies. Okay? But what happens here is they're initiating their children into the occult. That's what they're doing. Now, this, I looked up that passing through the fire and kind of dealing with that. And then I started to look into this theosophy. And a little bit, because I was looking up the passing through the fire. And they started to talk about a lot of weird things. A lot of weird things that they mock Christianity. And a lot of strange stuff. The first initiation was the birth to the spiritual life. It was in the Ascended Masters. It was part of who the Ascended Masters were. And they talk about, well, just look at the names of it. Birth to spiritual life, baptism, transfiguration. You know, all of these steps that are here, Christhood is the seventh one, they say. Godhood. Planetary logos. This is what I thought was interesting. It says the 10th initiation is considered to symbolize perfection and is used to describe planetary logos, also called the spirit of the earth and specifically denoted as planetary logos of earth. In order to reach the status of planetary logos, that being would have to have been a high-level planetary diva in some other solar system. And I thought about what was taught to us as children through simple things. And I've showed you this before, but I'm going to show you again. And then I'm going to show you another thing. Okay? You've seen this before. But think about the witch, think about the witchcraft that is taught here with witches and everything else.
Fire! Wind! Water!
Heart! Go Planet!
By your powers combined, I am Captain Planet!
Captain Planet, he's our hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero. He's our powers. And he's fighting on the planet.
So the power is yours. Okay, well, where did the power really come from? Now, this is where it gets creepy.
Ah! goodness. Can't the spirit of Earth take a little nap?
Yeah, goodness. Can't the spirit of Earth take a little nap? Right? The spirit of Earth? That's Gaia. By the way, that voice is Whoopi Goldberg, the dyke lesbian wicked witch. Nasty, perverted, disgusting, gross woman. Right, but look, this is the spirit of Mother Earth, Gaia.
What's going on? It's those poor, silly humans again. They're going to destroy my planet if they keep...
Those poor, silly humans again. They're going to destroy our planet. My planet. They're going to destroy my planet, she said. She's the spirit of Mother Earth.
Going on like this? What's a mother to do?
What's a mother to do? It's so witchy. It's so, but you know what? As your children, you watch this stuff and you don't think about that stuff that's being poured in your head to believe.
Oh, I guess I napped too long. But how much damage could they do in a century?
Okay, so... In the hundred, how much damage could they do in a century? I was just taking a nap. What a joke. By the way, this is all communism that's being taught here. Absolute communism. Oil people are wicked. Progress is wicked. Making people's lives better is wicked. Capitalism is wicked.
It's worse than I thought. Earth is dying. The time has come for the rings. I need young people to help now.
I need young people to help now. Do you see that? The time has come for the rings. I need young people to help now. Right? So they want to make the children. Let me see here. They want to make them pass through the fire, right? They got to pass through the fire. Let's get the children. Let's get them indoctrinated into it. Right? So in other words, we need the children. That's what it's about, right? So all of it is examples of witchcraft being taught to us as children. And they don't even hide it anymore. They kind of hid it when I was a kid a little bit. Now those children are the ones that are rioting. Those kids that watch that are the ones that are rioting now. They're the ones that are wanting to burn everything down. They're the ones that are wanting to do all the damage and take away everything. They're the communists now. Okay? They're trying to get generation after generation to pass through the fire. Like Captain Planet, their earth worship, to worship the earth. It's initiation. That's what they want to do. They want to initiate them into the occult. Okay. Like, it says the number one, like, cartoon right now is SpongeBob SquarePants. You know, I don't know what all is out there now because I haven't seen any of them for years. You know, I don't know what's out there now. But the point is that they continue to indoctrinate children through literature, through campaigns, through, like, Sesame Street, through, like, all that stuff. And they're watching witchcraft constantly. Constantly bombarded with magic. Top movies, like when I was a kid, that taught magic. When I was a kid, the most popular movies, so to speak, like that, Star Wars. What did they teach? Witchcraft, levitation. Witchcraft and levitation, that's what it taught. Entertaining yourself off of that wickedness God hates. You know? Right? I mean, Star Wars was one of them. It was one of the biggest things that taught. I'm trying to think of others that were E.T. I mean, stuff like that. All kinds of different movies that taught magic. Oh. Here's another one. Willow was another one that I think taught magic. I mean, and basically every Disney cartoon ever. Okay, let's look at these. Top 10 Disney cartoons of all time. Are you ready? Guarantee you almost all of them have magic in them. Let's see. Let's try it. Pinocchio, number one. Film remains a technical marvel. What was Pinocchio about? A boy that got tapped by a fairy and turned into a real boy. Right? Beauty and the Beast, what was that about? A beast that was able to come alive. Bestiality. Hybrid bestiality. How about Bambi? I don't think there was any magic in Bambi. Was there a fairy in Bambi? I can't remember. You'd have to think about that one. How about this one? Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Definitely a witch in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. The Little Mermaid. Yep, there was magic and wizards and like Poseidon and false gods and magic. That's right, Jacob. Life given to the image. 101 Dalmatians, I don't think there's any magic in that, but I don't know. I can't remember.
Okay.
Aladdin, number 10. Well, we definitely know Aladdin was nothing but magic. A whole new world, magic carpet ride, all of that, right? Djinns and genies. Sleeping Beauty, definitely, same thing. Lion King, I can't remember. I don't remember. Lilo and Stitch. Elvis loving alien wreaking havoc. So it was aliens, basically, yes. Little aliens and little creatures. 101 Dalmatians, Little Mermaid, Snow White, the Seven Dwarfs. These were all the top Disney cartoons. And what were most of them filled with? Most of them were filled with magic. It's the initiation by fire. Right? And then obviously the new ones. What's that called? What's the new ones called with this woman right here, this thing? The one where they sing that Let It Go song, whatever that is. Okay. Well, there's a witch right there for you, right there. There's a little whore. By the way, you know, witchcraft goes with nudity, goes with all, they got to show all of it. They got to have all of it on there. They got to. Cinderella, magic. Alice in Wonderland, most trippy, occultic, creepy thing in the world right there. On down the rabbit hole you go. The Princess and the Frog. There you go. Lady and the Tramp. Not really. They just ate spaghetti and kissed each other, I think, but I don't know. Wreck-It Ralph. Never heard of it. But I think that was an Antichrist figure, too, if I'm mistaken. There's Sleeping Beauty. 101 Dalmatians. Tarzan. Tangled. I think that, I'm pretty sure that one was about magic, too. Gender neutral titling. The Emperor's New Groove. Don't know anything about that one. Robin Hood. No. But that had some 70s groove music. Dumbo. Yeah, there was a I'm pretty sure there was a little fairy in Dumbo, but I can't remember. I think she was in there. But I could be wrong. Anyway. So the point is that all the number one type cartoons, they were initiations. They were teaching us everything. Not to mention most of the take, for instance, top video games of all time. Let's see some of those. Zelda. I mean, some of these were, I don't know what Pong is. I remember playing it, I think, but I don't remember it. Zork, I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. Let's see. These are all good. Okay, Legend of Zelda. Super Mario Brothers, the original. I don't think it had any witches or anything weird like that, but I don't remember. Except he got the milkman suit and he was able to shoot fire. But I don't know how he did that. But anyway, maybe he had a fire. I don't know. The Legend of Zelda, definitely. Contra, you were killing aliens, but I don't remember if there's any magic in it. I do know that there's a code up, up, down, down, left, right, A, B, select, start to get 100 free guys. That's all I know. That's all I know about that. And there is a code for Mike Tyson's punch out. There is no magic in Mike Tyson's punch out, but when that guy twists his little beard, you got to punch him in the face really quick. I do remember that. All right. Prince of Persia. Well, I don't know what's in there, but I know what that name means. Right? All the Zeldas were highly into witchcraft. Highly. Let's see. Man, Zelda just kept going, didn't it? I mean, Mortal Kombat, that definitely had magic in it. Mortal Kombat was absolutely full of magic and wickedness. So, UFO, enemy unknown, Warcraft, Tides of Darkness. Yeah, lots of witchcraft. See, most of the games, witchcraft and perversion in them. And not to mention that a lot of the games, they may not have witchcraft in them, but they have half-naked women in them, which is part of the whole scene of that. So as you go down this list and you see a lot of these, you're going to see them filled with witchcraft. You're going to see it all there. You know, we were inundated with it. We were being prepped for it. You know, not to mention the average movies. The average movies that were played, right? For us. So all of those things, they're like initiations of interest. And they entice children. They just do. They're not harmless. Like I showed you before, I remember when I was a kid watching Bewitched and I Dream a Genie. And I actually liked the magic, but I also liked the genie. I Dream a Genie. I remembered Altered Beast. Altered Beast came free with Sonic the Hedgehog on the first Sega console. Altered Beast was really weird. You turned into an altered beast. I remember it. I remember it well, Authorized Mike. But the point is that most of it, allowing that witchcraft, most of it, what it's doing, it's teaching our children to pass through the fire. And we ought to soundly reject it. And I feel bad about showing the clips of it sometimes because I just laugh about it. You know what I mean? But I feel bad about even showing some of the clips of it because I don't want to entice anybody. But it's real examples of witchcraft that are taught. It's stuff that is real life examples. You know, I was a little bit older, but like somebody said, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, same thing, examples of that. You know, lots of those. And they're hiding all these occultic things and these things of witchcraft right into our children's faces and us. You know? And they offer those things, and they show those things, and they initiate those things. It's to soften, well, nobody became a witch doing that. Well, how do you know? I think a lot of people were interested in that. I think it makes children think that fantasy and those kind of things are okay. I remember when I was a kid, I remember watching Chucky. Don't look too long, kids. That's scary. That was Chucky. So, I remember watching that. Now, what's the big deal about that? Well, it was wicked. The little doll was wicked. But it was the spirit of a man that transferred into them. I think it was voodoo. And he would say an incantation, right? He would say an incantation, and then he would put his soul into that doll. And then he tried to transfer his soul into a boy so he could keep living. And it was teaching us witchcraft right there. It was teaching us voodoo and witchcraft and everything else right there. Literally initiation, so to speak. Now, I'm not saying everybody that watched should end up in the occult. I'm saying there wasn't a lot to discourage it. Right? There wasn't a lot to discourage it. And God says we should have nothing to do with those things. We should run from them. We shouldn't watch them. We shouldn't glorify them. We shouldn't have anything to do with them. Because what they're teaching are things that are opposite to the Bible. But you know what? I want to close this out by saying this. And I hope these real-life examples doesn't discourage anybody or make them think, oh, pastor's okay with all this stuff and all this. No, I mock most of them is what I do with most of them. I'm not okay with any of it. I don't watch it. I don't like it. I don't watch television. I don't watch movies. I don't watch YouTube to watch all the old movies. I don't do any of that. But I want to show you something. I want you to turn to 2 Chronicles. I want to end it with the good news. Amen. You know, back in 2 Chronicles chapter 28 and verse number 3, we found out that Ahaz, in verse number 3, it says, moreover, he burned incense in the valley of the son of Hinnom and burned his children in the fire after the abominations of the heathen from the Lord, whom the Lord had cast out before the children. You know, Ahaz did that. But Ahaz had one son. And he initiated his son into that witchcraft, into that occult. But it didn't work. Because God is able to overcome all those things. Now, that's not an excuse to watch those things. But it says here in 2 Chronicles 28:27, and Ahaz slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city, even in Jerusalem. But they brought him not into the sepulchres of the kings of Israel. And Hezekiah his son reigned in his stead. Now, Hezekiah did that which was right, the Bible says. Hezekiah began to reign when he was 5 and 20 years old, and he reigned 9 and 20 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Abiah, the daughter of Zechariah, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father had done. He, in the first year of his reign, in the first month, opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them. See, so Hezekiah, he served the Lord. Then we find Hezekiah as a son in 2 Chronicles chapter 33. At the end of it, Hezekiah sleeps with his fathers. They bury him, the chiefest of the sepulchers of the sons of David, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem did him honor at his death. Now Manasseh, his son, was born, right? Now Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. But did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. So Hezekiah was initiated into that and did evil, but God saved his soul. But check this out. Manasseh was the most evil king ever. One of the most evil. Saved Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that made Israel to sin. Because in 2 Chronicles 33, it says Manasseh was 12 years old. It says, but did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, like unto all the abominations of the heathen whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. For he built again the high places which Hezekiah his father had broken down. He reared up altars for Balaam and made groves and worshipped all those of heaven and served them. What did he do? He rebelled against his father's teaching and his father's leading. Right? Man, he did the opposite. If God said do one thing, he did the other. He was a rebel. And he made groves and worshipped all the hosts of heaven and served them. And he built altars in the house of the Lord, whereof the Lord had said, in Jerusalem shall my name be forever. And he built altars for all the hosts of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord. And he caused his children to pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom. Also he observed times and used enchantments and used witchcraft and dealt with a familiar spirit and with wizards. And he wrought much evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. So he initiated his kids into the craft. Probably killed some of them, but some of them he didn't kill. And he set a carved image, the idol which he had made in the house of God, of which God had said to David and to Solomon, his son, in his house, and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen, before all the tribes of Israel, I put my name forever. Neither will I any more remove the foot of Israel out of the land which I have appointed for your fathers, that they will take heed to do all that I have commanded them, according to the whole law and statutes and the ordinances by the hand of Moses. So Manasseh made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to err and to do worse than the heathen whom the Lord had destroyed before the children of Israel. And the Lord spake to Manasseh and to his people, but they would not hearken. Behold, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Wherefore the Lord brought upon them the captains of the host of the king of Assyria, which took Manasseh among the thorns and bound him with fetters and carried him to Babylon. You know what God said to Manasseh? God said, Manasseh, if you want to be a witch, I'll show you where witches go. If you want to be a witch, I'm going to put chains on you and send you to Babylon where all the witches are. He bound him with fetters and carried him to Babylon. And when he was in affliction, though, look at this. I want to tell you about the grace of God. You can be delivered by calling upon the name of the Lord and you can be saved. Jesus Christ will save your soul today. If you're caught in witchcraft, if you're caught in wickedness, if you're caught in wizardry, if you're a Wiccan, a witch, a mason, any of those other things, God will save your soul today by the blood of Jesus Christ. And when he was in affliction, he besought the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers and prayed unto him. And he was entreated of him and heard his supplication and brought him again to Jerusalem into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord, he was God. Now after this, he built, then Manasseh knew the Lord, he was God. That the Lord, he was God. What am I saying to you? I'm saying that you don't have to go through some ritual. You don't have to go to, what's that fake deliverance guy's name? Aaron, if you're listening, what's that fake deliverance guy's name? I got to the tip of my tongue. Fake deliverance guy. Not Bill Schneblin. He's one of those. He's a fake deliverance guy. I think Bill Schneblin's still a witch. Let's see. What's another one? He's just a Hebrew roots witch. They just change. Can't think of his name. Aaron, if you think of his name, let me know. Put it in the chat, Aaron, if you think of it. Anyway, I think he's a gatekeeper for the witches. I think he draws them back into witchcraft. Don't like the guy. Don't like any of those guys those anti-local church guys, those fake witches, those fake infiltrators. Don't like any of them. They're all fake and phony. You know what? Manasseh put himself through satanic ritual abuse. He put his children through satanic ritual abuse. And guess what they didn't have to do? They didn't have to go to some grand deliverer or some exorcist or some fake like those guys to get delivered from those devils. What do they need to do? Call upon the name of the Lord. Be saved by the grace of God. Repent of their sins and put their faith and trust in Christ. Get to a local New Testament church. Be baptized. Serve the Lord. No, not Win Worley. It's another one. I can't think of his name. But it says here, and when he was in affliction, he besought the Lord his God and humbled himself. And humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers. And prayed unto him, and he was entreated of him, and heard his supplication, and brought him again to Jerusalem into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord, he was God. Now after this, he built a wall without the city of David. Now we'll skip down. And he took away the strange gods and the idol out of the house of the Lord, and all the altars that he had built in the mount of the house of the Lord and in Jerusalem, and cast them out of the city. And he repaired the altar of the Lord and sacrificed thereon peace offerings and thank offerings and commanded Judah to serve the Lord God of Israel. Nevertheless, the people did sacrifice still in the high places, yet unto the Lord God only. Russ Dizdar, thank you. Russ Dizdar, big fake phony, fake little devil, demonic, wicked coadjutor. Trust some stinking Pentecostal freaks. Nevertheless, says here his prayer. Okay, and it says, now the rest of the acts of Manasseh and his prayer unto his God and the words of the seers that spake to him in the name of the Lord God of Israel, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel. His prayer also, and how God was entreated of him, and all his sin and his trespass, and the places wherein he built high places and set up groves and graven images before he was humbled. Behold, they are written among the sayings of the seers. So Manasseh slept with his fathers, and they buried him in his own house. And Amon his son reigned in his stead. Now Amon was evil, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord. Isn't it something? He did all those wickedness. But Amon, he had a son, Josiah. And Josiah had the greatest revival. So Manasseh's grandson had one of the greatest revivals ever in Israel. I don't believe in those curses. I don't believe in those things. I believe the grace of God covers all of those things. I don't believe in generational curses that you have to hold on to. I believe if you don't get saved by the grace of God, you carry them. But I'll tell you something right now. I do not believe for one second, that salvation doesn't bring deliverance, because it does. You don't have to have a second and a third and a fourth deliverance. Whatever. when you get saved by the grace of God, when Jesus Christ saves your soul, changes you, and makes you a new creature, you get delivered, friend. You might go through some things in your mind for the rest of your life. I'm sure Manasseh, because of what he had done, went through some things for the rest of his life. But I'm going to tell you what. Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's God's promise. I believe it. I've lived it. It is true. I don't have to do the things that I did in my lost, wicked life. I've been delivered from them by the grace of God. Walking in the fear of the Lord, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the regeneration, by the washing of regeneration, the renewing of the Holy Ghost. And I'm here to tell you, if you're caught in any of those things, don't seek out spooky deliverers. You seek out Christ Jesus the Lord. You turn to him in saving faith. If thou wilt, thou canst make me whole. I will, saith Jesus, be thou whole. Amen and amen. That's the gospel we preach. Not that nutty Pentecostal, nutty gospel, false gospel they preach. Those wizards and those witches that are gatekeepers for Satan and hell. And they want to keep you enslaved and keep you thinking about the occult and keep you looking after spooky things and seeing spooky things. I'm telling you what, you get saved by the grace of God. God will break that satanic ritual abuse, all those other things you went through in your life. He'll give you freedom. Yeah, you'll walk in this world. You're going to have to walk circumspectly. And the devil is going to bother you for the rest of your life because you're a child of God and you're not on his team. You're on Christ's team. But if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I got news for you. Good news for you. When the Son of Man shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I've got good news for you. When the Son of Righteousness arises, he comes with healing in his wings and he heals you. That's the God that I preach. That's the gospel I preach. And I defy all those wicked devils and all those wicked false prophets out there that are pushing their charismatic nonsense and everything else. I defy them in the name of the Lord. And everything they teach, and their false exorcism, and their false deliverance ministries, and their false breakthroughs. It's a bunch of nonsense from the pit of hell. You believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you live in this book, you live in this book, and you die in this book. That's the grace of God. Amen and amen. How do you like them apples? It's good stuff, isn't it? Let's listen to this. And then we'll get out of here.
In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along. Where the waters cool flow bathes the weary one's feet, God leads his dear children along. Some through the waters and some through blood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night seasons and all the day long. Sometimes on the mount where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children along. Sometimes in the valley in darkest of night, God leads his dear children along. Some through the water.
sorrow, but God gives a song in the night seasons and all the day long. He leadeth me, oh blessed God, oh words with heavenly comfort wrought. Whate'er I do, where'er I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. Some through the waters, and some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day.
Man, I love that guy's voice. My wife said, yeah, he's singing better in heaven now. Amen. Well, God bless you all. Man, I love you. I hope you're doing well. I just, the Lord bless this broadcast. I believe it's going to help somebody out there. I think there's some people out there that need to hear that. And praise the Lord. I hope that it helps them. Amen. In their life and in their walk with God. And there's people that are deceived by witchcraft. They're deceived by it all. God hates it. But you know what? There's deliverance. There's deliverance. And it's never too late. While there is breath in your lungs, it is breath that God has given you. Amen. So hope you're all doing well. Thank you for those that have prayed for us. And thank you for... Thank you for those that have given to our ministry as well, and tried to help us as best you can. You know, thank you for that. I appreciate that. We're blessed by it. Folks give on PayPal, and they send us a PayPal. That PayPal address is salvationpreacher@gmail.com. Thank you for that. I really appreciate that. And also, you know, they just mail a check into us too as well. Whichever the Lord leads you to do, if he doesn't lead you to do any of that, we're still friends. Amen. So I, you know, we thank God that we can be a blessing to you. All right. And I get letters from folks, and they mail me letters and they tell me what God is, how God has used the ministry. They email me and tell me how God has used it in their lives, and I'm grateful for that. I really am. And please continue to pray for our ministry. Continue to pray for my wife, who's with child, number 7 on the way. And keep praying for us there, amen. And other ladies in our church. There's always ladies in this church that are with child. Always. We've got a lot of children here. Amen. And that's what this is about, the future. Let's see. Let me real quick. I'm going over. Man, I can't be giving you overtime like this. You know, I'm giving you overtime. Let's see. But let me see here. Okay, he put up sheep led in paths of righteousness. That was a fiery sermon. It sounds very calm, but the Lord really spoke to my heart yesterday with that. Also, there's a new Keeping the Kids coming. And wow. Whew. Yeah, that one was a zinger too. And I don't see the last Keeping the Kids on here. I guess we're going to have to get that on there. Let me see if it's on there. No, it doesn't look like it's on there. I'll have to ask Aaron to get that one on there. I'll have Aaron get that one on there. I don't know if we have a video of that one. So, anyway. New stuff coming all the time. So, God bless y'all, and we'll keep working, keep serving the Lord. You keep being faithful to God where you are. Try to find a good local New Testament church. If you don't have one, man, let's try to start one. Amen? Let's try to get some started around the country, around the world. Amen? And see what God does. All right, everybody. God bless you. Have a good night.